Hi, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680 with Buster Olney. Always a pleasure. I look at you and I say New York Times. I always want to say that.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I was there for 6 years and got to cover the Mets for a year, the Yankees through their 4 years. Every year I covered them, they were in the play in the World Series. It was a great run.
Buster Olney with us. So what about this transition? People ask me transitions all the time. I was a lawyer for 25 years, and now I've been doing this for about 20. But the transition for you from a scribe, as we like to say, to being on air?
A very quiet scribe, someone who liked to keep to myself and then to go on television. I learned a whole different level of respect for people who work in radio, people who work in television. I always tell journalism students a story about the first time I went on SportsCenter up in Bristol. I was on with Dan Patrick. I was a total disaster, saving the details on it. You know, I was flop sweating. And when I got done, Chuck Solitaro, who's a news editor at ESPN, met me as I walked off. He said, "Buster, don't worry about it. We got you for your information. You'll figure out the TV stuff."
All right. That's good confidence. I like that. All right. Baseball today. You look at the National League. Of course, now you're part of the ESPN broadcast. Is it a 9-team league or an 8-team league right now?
It's unlike anything we've ever seen before. You know, some people are talking about rebuilding teams. I believe that a lot of the teams in the National League are tanking and are trying to lose as many games as possible. And I'm not talking about the players and the staff. I'm talking about the way the teams are structured by the front office. But it's going to make for a very different National League, where if you want to make the playoffs, you better win like 93, 94 games, because in each division, it looks like there are at least two really, really bad teams. And I think it's going to, you know, when I turned in my playoff picks, I didn't have the Mets, who I think are terrific, but I don't think they're going to win as much in the regular season. And then the Dodgers I left out, they obviously are a deep team. I just think it's going to be a weird year because of how polarized it is.
Yeah, no, I agree. American League a little different. I think every team in the American League could get in the playoffs.
Yeah, and, you know, Oakland being a classic example where a lot of teams in their situation might tank or rebuild, whatever you want to call it, but they try to win. Every team during the offseason went for upgrades. It should be a lot more competitive than the National League.
All right. Nice to have Buster Olney with us. Can we get your picks? Is that okay?
Yeah. Yep. In the National League, I got the Nationals winning in the East. I think they've done a great job of retooling for this year. Again, all three teams in the National League Central, except I've got the Cubs winning the division, Pirates and Cardinals, poor Pirates, making the wild card game again, and I got the Giants winning in the West.
Wow. All right. The American League, where do you go with that?
I changed my pick mid-spring. I'm going with the Blue Jays. I thought I was going to pick the Rays, but the Blue Jays are just overpowering. Kansas City winning the Central, the Rangers winning the West, the Yankees and the Astros winning the wild card. So if it sounds like it's the exact same field as last year, you're exactly right.
Right. Nothing wrong with doing it that way. Buster Olney, our guest here. Buster, looking at baseball today, and we chatted about this before you came on, the youth of baseball. And baseball wants to attract the younger audience and things like that. But you watch the games today. My goodness, half the All-Star team was, you know, kids you never heard of. Well, you heard of them, but they hadn't made their mark yet.
It really is amazing. And if baseball wanted to draw up the type of players that you would be best for marketing young stars, you couldn't get better than what they have. You know, with a Bryce Harper for, you know, young kids who like rebels. And then you think about someone like Mike Trout playing the way that it feels like Mike Trout's been around for 10 years. He's like 24 years old. Carlos Correa, who I picked to win the MVP in the American League this year. You know, with all the great young pitching, you know, Bumgarner and Kershaw, it really is, you know, a great situation for Major League Baseball if they want to market stars.
Is it a panic time for Major League Baseball as they look at the demographics and things like that? I know Rob Manfred, of course, the new commissioner, more in tune with internet and apps and all that kind of stuff. But is it panic time for them, or is it just, hey, the story of baseball will sell itself?
Well, I don't think that you even think about panicking until the numbers turn. And what we're seeing is, and it's reinforced by when you come to spring training, you go to a Giants game or a Cubs game. I mean, there's so many people buying Major League Baseball's product. But you mentioned demographics. There's no question. It's an older audience. And I do think that, you know, adjustments like trying to shorten the games are good things. And I do believe that Rob Manfred, who took over commissioner last year, he is more proactive than Bud Selig was. I thought that Bud, in his last years as commissioner, really didn't move the ball. And I think Rob has his finger on the pulse better than what Bud did. And I think they'll try to adapt. But to me, it's going to be a concern, especially in 3 or 4 years when these big wave of television contracts start to come due again.
Buster Olney with us. You know, it's interesting. I thought about the Papelbon, Bryce Harper incident. And I said to myself, well, maybe it's not as clear-cut as we like it to be. It wasn't a bad moment because Papelbon attacked him in the dugout. But it was an old-school guy who says, hey, Machado upset me the way he ran around the bases. And then Harper says, hey, don't be upset. We want to have fun. And maybe it was just that, but he picked the wrong place to do it. Maybe it was that polarizing situation.
Yeah, and in fairness to Bryce, in that situation, I thought Papelbon was out of line. I thought he was definitely gunning to fight him at some point. It would have been better if he had just talked to him after those quotes that you referenced came out before. But it is interesting what Harper said about players being more emotional and being able to be active. I actually had a conversation with Bruce Bochy this week where I asked him about the comments made by Goose Gossage, who's one of his best friends in the world. And he said, you know, he disagreed with some things like Gossage's thing about the home plate blocking rule, the Buster Posey rule, as it were. And he said, but we need some old school guys, too. And I think he's right. I think you need both parts of the conversation. Mike Trout's come out and said he doesn't want to flip his bat. Bryce Harper said, it indicates he would. I personally wish that everyone would just let everybody be themselves.
Yeah. How do you like the Jose Bautista bat flip?
I had no problem with it. It was a big moment. I grew up as a Dodger fan in central Vermont, and I can remember Bob Welch in the 78 World Series striking out Reggie Jackson in a big moment in Game 2, and later in that World Series, Reggie Jackson got him back. He hit a home run, and the moment he hit it, he fired his bat toward the Dodger dugout. It went about 40 feet, and he, of course, who was on that team? Goose Gossage, right? So I think in that moment, as big a moment as that was for Bautista for the Blue Jays, he was just reacting. I wouldn't take anything that he did seriously if I remember the Rangers or any other team.
Yeah, for me it's entertainment. And, yep. And I'd say baseball polices itself. You can have entertainment and still show respect.
Look at the Warriors. I think the Warriors have taught all sports fans something, that it's okay to look like you're having fun. And it's so much fun to watch that team play. And it would be cool if we get to a point in baseball where we can do that with them as well.
Yeah, boy, I just think of number 7, Mickey Mantle, and that distinctive run around the bases. I guess he was having fun, but you never knew it until he got near the dugout.
Right, and I think most players, my own theory is that, you know, baseball players are taught to keep an even keel, not overreact because failure's right around the corner. You know, if you go 4-for-4, don't take it for granted. If you go to 0-for-4, stay the same. But I think that the modern generation of players understand better how to separate it.
All right, one more thought for Buster Olney. I appreciate the time. It's a pleasure to have you on. We love hearing you on ESPN, of course, in the nighttime games. Cuba, and the reaction that you have to this week of the game in Cuba.
Complicated. On one hand, look, you loved hearing from President Obama, and he was right in referencing how baseball's led social change and led change in politics often. He cited Jackie Robinson. And so it's clearly a step forward, and hopefully it leads to softening. But on the other hand, you can understand the remaining anger, bitterness for someone like Eduardo Perez, you know, my colleague at ESPN, the son of Tony Perez, a Hall of Famer, because he'll tell you he has relatives there who are saying it's not getting better. And there are people who lost their lives, hundreds of people, in this fight against the government there. So to me, you respect both sides and where they are.
Yeah, well, we'll see what baseball does. The interesting thing I thought was someone said, I think it was the head of the Cuban Federation, says, I look forward to American players playing there. Yeah. And I thought that would be interesting. How would you like to send a foreign for your rookie, send them down to Camagüey?
That would be cool. Although knowing players, and I was around the Mets in spring, you know, Yoenis Cespedes had all those different cars. They're going to have to upgrade from the 50s and 60s cars before players are going to want to play there.
All right. Buster, pleasure to have you on. Thanks so much.
Thanks for asking, Marty.
All right. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.